Japan's FSA seeks tax filing exemption for trust-type stablecoins. Japan's Financial Services Agency has asked for a tax filing exemption covering trust-type stablecoins, with the change set to take effect in April 2027. The request, reported via CoinMarketCap on September 1, 2026, rests on two points. Holders earn no income from simply holding these tokens, and people already use them often enough that filing requirements create friction with little revenue upside for the state. That framing matters more than the exemption itself. A tax authority does not carve out a filing exemption for something it still thinks of as a speculative asset. The FSA is treating trust-type stablecoins the way most people treat the balance in a checking account. Money you spend, not a position you hold for gains. The trust-type structure Japan built its rules around Japan legalized fiat-backed stablecoins under a 2023 framework that permits three issuer types: licensed banks, registered money transfer businesses, and trust companies. The trust-type model requires the issuer to hold backing assets in a trust, which keeps reserves segregated from the issuer's own balance sheet. If the issuer fails, the backing is meant to stay ring-fenced for token holders. That segregation is the reason the no-income argument holds up. A trust-type stablecoin is designed to sit at a fixed value and pay nothing to the holder. There is no yield, no appreciation, no distribution. Under Japan's rules, any interest earned on the underlying reserves generally accrues to the structure, not to the person spending the token at a convenience store. So from a tax filing standpoint, tracking each holding produces no taxable income to report. Filing friction versus actual tax owed. An exemption from filing is not the same as declaring stablecoins tax-free in every scenario. The request, as reported, targets the reporting burden tied to holding and using these tokens, and the FSA cites frequent use as part of the rationale. If a token is meant to be spent dozens of times a month at face value, requiring a filing entry for each holding turns an everyday payment instrument into an accounting chore. Japan has been moving on the broader tax question separately. Lawmakers have advanced proposals to reclassify crypto as a financial product and apply a flat 20% rate in place of the old bracket system that could reach 55%. The stablecoin exemption sits alongside that effort rather than inside it. One track lowers the rate on trading gains, the other removes paperwork from instruments that produce no gains to begin with. Readers following the reclassification bill that cleared Japan's lower house will recognize the pattern of the FSA drawing sharper lines between investing and spending. Payment rails, not portfolios. The practical read is that Japan wants stablecoins to work as payment rails. Convenience store chains and logistics firms in the country have already run stablecoin trials, from a Lawson point of sale test to driver payroll paid in yen peg tokens. A filing exemption removes one of the last reasons an ordinary user might hesitate to treat a stablecoin like cash: the fear of a messy tax return at year end. This connects directly to how stablecoin-denominated cards are pitched to users. A card that draws from a USDC or yen-pegged balance is only attractive if spending from that balance does not trigger a reporting event on every transaction. In jurisdictions where each stablecoin payment is a potentially taxable disposal, spending crypto is a bookkeeping problem. Japan appears to be trying to remove that problem for the specific token type built to hold a stable value. For users in Japan, the timeline is the caveat. April 2027 is the target, and this is a request from the FSA, not an enacted law. The tax authority and the legislature still have to act, and the final text can narrow which tokens qualify. Trust type is a specific legal category. A dollar stablecoin issued abroad and used in Japan may not automatically fall inside it. Nothing in the request changes the value of the tokens or the rest of a user's crypto tax position. Trading gains on other assets remain in scope. A card that spends from a volatile balance rather than a stablecoin still raises the same disposal questions Japan is trying to sidestep here. The exemption is narrow by design, which is exactly why it reads as a considered policy choice rather than a blanket giveaway. Crypto markets were quiet as the news landed, with Bitcoin near $78.64 and Ether around $24.72 as of September 1st, 2026, and a fear and greed reading of 75. Regulatory plumbing like this rarely moves prices on the day. Its effect shows up later, in whether people actually spend the tokens.